Motown version of The Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross was a hit in many households. Now students are working to bring it to the stage in Jefferson County. It's 9 in the morning on a Tuesday, and about 40 elementary schoolers are twisting, dipping, and bouncing as they rehearse their dance moves for the part of the show where Dorothy, initially played by Diana Ross, has just freed Michael Jackson's Scarecrow. They're about to set off in search of Oz. Drama is just one of the elementary school's offerings.
Orchestra, music theater, theater voice, piano slash music technology, and dance. In the summer, we have art and animation.
Patrice Floyd created and runs Jefferson County's music program. The program is funded through a federal grant that foots the bill for opportunities at high poverty and low performing schools. And Floyd's music program includes lessons on math and reading.
Went flying on her broom stick, done before I hitch.
And oh, what happened and was rich?
Everybody.
Some of the students this year, they could not read out loud, and they were shy about it. Our first show, you could barely hear them, but now you can hear them because they're confident in reading. The arts builds self-esteem. It carries over into the classroom.
It's the best thing we've got going right now, and we want to keep it going, and we want to make it even better.
Al Cooksey is Jefferson County's school superintendent. His district is largely rural. Cooksey is trying just about everything to boost the morale and academic performance of his students.
We are a struggling school system, okay? And our school grades have been down for many, many, many years. And it's like a transitional thing here, bringing fine arts into our school. These kids probably would never had an opportunity to be taught by a professional musician, for example, like Dr. Floyd, who's very, very great at what she does.
All right.
You expected me to play something by Bach or something, but I'm going to play something by a local artist. His name is Arnett Moore.
Students are taking advantage of classes in piano and even exercising their acting skills. Jefferson Elementary School Assistant Principal Elizabeth DeCardenas says teachers are seeing a difference in the classroom.
There's definitely a correlation between the music program and seeing an increase in scores in the classrooms. Of course, the final outcome will be, of course, the FSA and the standardized state assessment, but we definitely are seeing increases in their achievement in the classroom.
The FSA is the Florida Standards Assessment, and students across the state have started taking the exam. Schools are graded on it, teacher evaluations are tied to it, and school principal Elijah Key is working hard to improve student performance on it.
So even Dr. Florida tell you that I told her I have no problem as long as you're not interfering with testing and our prep for, you know, our kids getting ready for testing.
Key says he likes the music program, but he's also cautious.
I'm looking at everything, seeing is it worth it, or is there some tweaking that needs to be done. And right now I know that some tweaking needs to be done overall everywhere. I think it's worth it for our kids.
There's not a definitive way to tell whether the program is working, but its supporters say there's plenty of anecdotal evidence suggesting students who participate in the arts do better in class. And they're hoping the millions of dollars invested in the program will be a boost for a district struggling to improve its schools. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.